Judges chapter number 7. Judges chapter number 7. Again, let me say it's good to see everyone that's here tonight. I do appreciate you coming and being in the house of God here with us on Sunday night. It's a joy to see you. And we was talking this morning about some doubts that we need to knock in the head, some giants we need to kill. And I praise God for the faithfulness of folk that come to the house of God and are there and take their place and worship God. And we don't have to doubt our salvation. I'm glad God gives us in his word what we need, and we can get it, know that we're saved. I feel saved, but I don't always feel saved, but I'm saved anyhow. Amen. Not saved by feelings, not saved by emotions, not saved by all that. I'm saved because of God's amazing grace that he gave me one day through Jesus Christ, did the saving, the power of God, worked in my heart and saved me by his marvelous grace, birthed me in the family of God and got saved. And I say hallelujah. I'm glad for it. Judges chapter 7. We're dealing now with Gideon. And Gideon is now getting ready to fight the Midianites. And they're like grasshoppers for numbers, the Bible says. There's so many of them. And we find Gideon's, he'd been out there and God's worked in his heart. He's already tore down some altars to Baal. He's already made his stand. He's already moving in the right direction. And God's using him. And he started out with 32,000. That's a pretty good number to start with. And he's going to fight. They had a lot more than that on the other side. But God told him he had too many. And I don't know about you, but I'd have been trembling kind of in my shoes saying too many. But God said, you got too many. Tell all of them afraid and fearful to go back home. 22,000 of them went back home. That only left him 10,000. And God said, you still got too many. You'll think you did it yourself. You think you did accomplish something by your own strength. He said, take them down to brook and try them. Took them down there, and everybody that leaned over and sucked it up. The water, they put them aside, and everybody took their hands and cupped it and brought the water up and lapped it like a dog. And looked, and they were the kind that were alert. They were looking for the enemy. They were alert. He said, take those that lapped their water like that. It wasn't but 300 of them. Said, take them, and I'm going to deliver the enemy into your hand. I'm glad God does what he does with whoever he wants to do it with. It does not take a great number. It does not take God doing it man's way. Man don't have to figure it out like the little fellow went to Sunday school, come home. His mama asked him, said, what did he talk about? Said, well, he talked about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. And said they had the National Guard there, and they brought in the Army Corps and built a bridge, come across the Red Sea. Then the bridge fell, and Pharaoh's army drowned. She said, surely they didn't teach that at Sunday school. He said, you never believe it the way they told it. That's how we are sometimes. We don't want to believe it the way God tells it. And we want to think, well, that can't be. And I'm sure Gideon was kind of that way, thinking this can't be. 32,000, that's too many. 22,000, that's too many. Left me 10,000, said, that's too many. Well, 22,000 went home, left him 10,000. Said, that's too many, but I'm going to deliver them into your hands. But I'm interested tonight in the weapons that he used. I'm interested in that. I'd have been concerned about some swords and spears. I'd even like to have an atomic bomb or something, but they didn't have that. So notice what they had. Stand with me, please, while I read. Judges chapter 7, verse number 15. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream. Now, let me pause there to say, he and one of his men went down there, got close to the camp where they could hear him. They were hid, they couldn't see him, but they could hear them. And this man had had a dream. And he listened to the dream, and he knew by that dream that God was going to deliver them into his hands. He said, it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshiped. Notice that. He worshiped. He's fixing to go into battle, but he worshiped. I think worship is important. how to worship, amen. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a trial we face, what kind of a situation it is that we're into. We need to worship God first. When you worship God first, everything else will look a lot different to you. He worshiped. He thanking God and worship. And returned to the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered unto your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers, lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. Let me pause there to say this. That's another message, but we ought to live our lives so others can do what we do and be right. Amen. That's what he's saying. Now remember, he don't have 300 men, so there's 100 men in each group that he has and has them around the camp now. And when I blow with the trumpet, and I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So the Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew their trumpets and brake the pitchers, held the lamps in their left hands, the trumpets in their right hands, to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. They stood, every man in his place, round about the camp. Now, I'd like to pause there just for a moment and say, there's another message. And they stood, every man in his place. Boy, we need to be in a place. God's looking for men and women that'll make up the hedge and stand in the gap. Amen? And so we need that. And they stood every man in his place. They wasn't out doing something else. Wasn't saying, well, don't think this is going to work. It's just 300 of us. I think we all just give it up and go to the house. They wasn't doing that. They wasn't looking around saying, well, it's not much of a crowd we got, so I don't guess we got much. No, no. They stood every man in his place. And notice what happened. Round about the camp, and all the hosts ran and cried and fled. The Midianites ran over each other. They had an awful flight. And Gideon, his army, just followed them. And I say, hallelujah. What a story. What a great truth God's given us here in this. I'm going to preach tonight on the subject of strange weapons. Strange weapons. And let's just talk about the weapons tonight. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege that we have to pray. Seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. That's what you said in your word for us to do. And Lord, we need that. I want to praise your name for what you've done today. I thank you. I give you glory. I give you praise. I realize, God, that every service a different service, a different time. And we stand here tonight, different congregation, at a different, but the same God and same power and same ability tonight, God. I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I plead Jesus, I plead the blood, I plead the victory tonight. And Lord, I realize the fact that our weapons are not like the world looks at, but Father, you empower us to do the work of God, and I thank you tonight. I praise you, God, for who you are, what you do. And Lord, thank you and praise you, all you've been doing, souls you've saved, folks you've helped, people you've worked with. But tonight in this house, I pray, there's an unsaved person here, the Holy Ghost of God. Bring conviction, draw them to Jesus, save them for your glory and your own sake. Then I pray for every saved person, Lord. Tonight, you know what they need. You know where they are. Help us tonight, God, to be obedient servants and do what you want us to do, and we'll thank you. I plead the victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. It's in his name and for his glory that we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I've given you the kind of the context of the message already, but I want you to turn with me in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10,
and verse number 3. We'll start reading with verse number 3. Here's what it says. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now remember, our warfare is not with the efforts of the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds. And I like that verse of scripture very well. Amen. All of it's good. But listen, our weapons, our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. They strongholds all around us need to be pulled down. Casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I say amen and amen. I'm glad for our warfare, our weapons. It's not carnal, it's not a sword, it's not a spear, it's not a gun, it's not a knife. That's not how we fight. Our warfare is spiritual, and we fight it with spiritual weapons. And it gives us here some weapons they had, what they used, and God used it. Now, if I was trying to figure it out, and I was in Gideon's place, and I was trying to figure out what we're going to do, I'd probably be saying, now, Lord, I want you to explain this to me, because I do not understand how we're going to win this kind of a battle with this kind of weapons. We got a trumpet, and we got an earthen vessel with a lamp in it, a torch on fire. We've got that. And then we got a voice to shout. And that's what you give us. And now there's Midianites laying out here in this valley. And it's full of them. There's thousands of them. Here we are. And you left me with 300 men. And we're supposed to now approach this and win this battle. I want to tell you tonight, thank God they won the battle. Thank God they came out on the victory side. And thank God the Midianites fled. And Gideon and his crowd won the battle. And tonight you and I, as we're living in the generation we live in, and we come to a time such as this, I want you to know it may look bleak. And you may look at what God's give us to fight with. And you may wonder about our weaponry. But let me remind you of one thing. As long as God's in it, you can take a noodle and whip an army. Amen. You don't have to have everything the world thinks you gotta have. We can win the victory. And those battles you're facing, those things you're facing, and you're saying there's no way we can come out of this. I talked to some folk today and a dire situation and not good, but I can tell you right now, God can bring us through it. And God will bring us through it. If we'll let God just use a weaponry that he gives us to work with, amen, and let God tell us how to do it. I found out something a long time ago. Took me a while, dawned on me just right, but I found out this, that God always knows what weapons are needed for what warfare you face. And God always uses those for his glory, and that God may be glorified and you and I may get out of the way. Now, God used them. They had to be there. Every man stood in a place, and God did that. But God used the weapons that he told them to use, and God gave the victory, and God got the glory. I say hallelujah. God already said, if I let you take 32,000 men, you'll kind of think you did something. If I let you take a 10,000, you'll still think you did something. But if I just give you 300 and tell you go down there and do it, you'll know when it gets through that I did it. Amen. And by the way, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And so I want you to know we need him. We need his weaponry. I'm going to try to be brief on this tonight and just share with you this weapons that we use here, and pray that God will help all of us to recognize the weapons that God said here and put them in practice in our life. Notice number one, if you would please, the trumpet. Down in verse number 19, so Gideon, the 100 men that were with him, came in the outside of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets. They blew the trumpets. In verse number 20, and the three companies blew the trumpets. They did what he did. He said, now you watch me, you hear me, and what I do, you do. And so they're around. Now you notice they went with three companies of them. And so on this side behind them and on that side. And they one way for the Midianites to go, that is to flee the way they came. And so he had them surrounded that way. And there they stood. And they may have been knees and knocking. And they may have been wondering what's going to happen. But Gideon blew the trumpet. I'm glad now. I don't have that trumpet in my hand. But they got a horn over here. They got a trumpet over here. I'm not going to blow it. Don't worry. I may spit on it, but I ain't going to blow it. Now, they had a trumpet in their right hand. I wish I could blow that thing. I'd sound it tonight, hallelujah, you think the Lord is coming. But I promise you, if I blowed on it, I probably wouldn't get it. It's yours, Daniel. I'll be careful with it. Won't drop it but twice. Amen. But they had a trumpet in this hand. They had a jug in another hand. If I can find me a jug, this will do. It was an earthen pitcher. And they had that. And here they are. Now they're standing there and they're getting ready to fight a battle now. And he said, now you do what I do. I'm going to blow a trumpet. He put that thing up there and blew it. And that three companies, they heard him blowing. Boy, they grabbed their trumpet. They started blowing it. And you think about it now. They're blowing a trumpet. And there's thousands of those folk down there. And they're just blowing a trumpet. But I'm glad, thank God, we got a trumpet to blow. Amen. We have a trumpet to blow. I'm glad, praise God, for the trumpet that we have. And we can blow and God can use it for his glory and for his honor. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1 says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Amen. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. And I'm praise God. We got a voice to lift up and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell people about Jesus. And the devil don't like that. It's like blowing a trumpet, amen, and putting it up and blowing that trumpet and making a sound. I say, praise God, let's blow our trumpet. Did you know that woman at the well? She never did one thing about getting right with God till Jesus blew the trumpet on her. And he started telling her about her sin, and he blew the trumpet on her. She got tore up then, and she recognized he's somebody. In fact, she recognized that he was and is the Son of the living God, and that he knew all about her and knew about her sin and pointed it out to her, and he's just blowing the trumpet. I say tonight, God, help us. That's more than that, blowing a trumpet. I'm trying tonight to blow the trumpet and tell you, thank God, we have a trumpet to blow. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight for the trumpet? Hallelujah. I'm glad we got a trumpet to blow and that we can blow it and tell people about Jesus Christ and make a sound that they can hear and they can know the truth. And everyone here ought to be thankful to God. Hey, there's an enemy out there. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Hey, not many of us, but if everybody picks up her trumpet and blows it, hallelujah, it'll make a great sound. And they'll wonder what's going on. Hey, if it's church tonight, everybody here is saved. Everybody in the house of God that's born again goes out this week and says, are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Have you ever heard about Jesus? Do you love Jesus? And begin to tell that across Boiling Springs. Hey, would be a sound being made and trumpets being blowed. And they'd say there's something going on somewhere. I don't know why everybody's asking me about Jesus. I was talking to a girl yesterday in a store, and she didn't know. I found out real quick she didn't know hardly anything much about anything. But I tried to blow a trumpet, and it shook her, and she didn't know what to do with it. And she said, I may come visit you here tonight. You are. I'm glad you are. Amen. But she said, I may just come. So she didn't hardly know what church was. I didn't hardly know what anything was. But I'm glad. Hey, praise God. Somebody need to blow a trumpet. I'm not telling you anything good about me. Wasn't nothing good about me. Just God, let me get me in the right place at the right time. And I said, you got a trumpet in your hand, blow it. Amen. And you got something there, use it for your my glory, my honor. I say, hallelujah. You and I all the time come in contact with people, and we can blow the trumpet, and we can sound that sound. It's not an uncertain sound, but the sound they know. And that crowd down there, they heard all those trumpets blowing, and they were looking around everywhere. I'm saying, my soul, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They got a crowd with them. And listen, those trumpets blow. And they were blowing their trumpets. I say, hallelujah. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so as you and I share the word of God, I say, hallelujah. Share it, amen. Share it over and over again. Then notice what happened secondly. If you would, after they blew the trumpet, look in verse 19 again, and break the pitchers that were in their hands. Verse number 20. And the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. Now here they are. They're there, and the three companies, and the Mennonites are down there. They blow the trumpet. It sounds out. Come up here, Daniel. Please, sir. Just make your way up here. Hold this in your right hand. Blow it. Make a sound that's really good sound. Louder. Sounding good. Come over here in front of this microphone. Stand right here. Now do it. Hallelujah. Amen. They were blowing the trumpet. You can be seated. They blowing the trumpet. They sounded that. Then they break the pitchers. They hit it. And they had earthen vessels. That earthen vessel broke. And you know what happened when the earthen vessel broke? A light shined. Amen. I should have brought me a flashlight. I didn't prepare for this like I should. I should have brought a flashlight. Amen. Put it in a jar and broke it. But anyway, here it was. And they had the light. And if I was Tommy Steele, I'd have had all that stuff in a bag. I'd had it sitting right here ready. But I'm not Tommy Steele. Thank you. Hallelujah. Got me a light. They break a pitcher, but they had the light. Amen. Now we're getting somewhere. Amen. Glory to God. And now they're holding the trumpet, blowing it, and holding the light, and it's a shining. And those Mennonites down there, they're looking around, and they're hearing, hey, I hear a sound. I see a light. And they're everywhere. They're all around us. And there wasn't but 300 of them, but they thought, my soul, they're everywhere around us. And that light's a shining. That trumpet's a blowing, and they're scared to death. And they're God put the fear in them, and there they are. But those 300 men stood in their place. They did what they said to do. And when Gideon said blow, they blew. And when he said let the light shine, they did let the light shine. But remember this, before the light ever shined, that vessel had to break. And before our light will shine like it ought to shine, our vessel will have to break. We are the earthen vessel. Amen. We have this truth in earthen vessels. It's within us. And as we break, as we get under the burden of what soul's going to hell, as we get under the burden of the Lord, and we break, as it were, and I see some tonight, I know you're breaking over your loved ones. I know your heart's touched and you're moved. I want you to know tonight, though, that God knows you're broke, and God knows who needs to be broken, and God knows what he's doing. And that trumpet, sound the trumpet. Tell them about Jesus, and let your light shine. When they won't even want to hear the sound, you can let the light shine. You can say, I'm going to do what's right. I'm reading my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to be there. I'm going to let my light shine. Maybe a small light, but I'll let it shine anyhow. Amen. And you can see it. Hallelujah. And say, praise God and the Lamb for that. Aren't you glad tonight that God gives you an opportunity to be involved in what God's doing? Amen. And letting your light shine, blowing a trumpet, and letting the light shine, I say glory to God and the Lamb forever. I can't play a trumpet. I can't play a real trumpet, that is. But I can sure tell people about Jesus. Amen. Well, preacher, I don't know what to tell them. Just tell them Jesus loves them. Amen. When you're letting your light shine, All you're doing is living for God and doing what's right and doing the right thing and letting them see that you're, hey, they can see it, amen. You see that light? Can you see that tonight? It's a small light, but you know the, turn the lights out. We'll try a little bit of everything tonight, amen. Turn the lights out. You see that light better now? You see it better than you saw it, don't you? You know why? Because it got dark in here. Amen. Turn back on now. Thank you. But you, what I'm saying is it's dark out here in the world. And they don't have much light. In fact, the only light they've got is what we give them. And our light may be a little light, but it gives a lot of light when it's dark. And we can tell them, and it always gives some light even when it's light. Amen. So let your light shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. Ye are the light of the world. And let it shine. I would turn it off, but I don't know how. There, I got it. And let your light shine, and it'll shine for Jesus and say hallelujah. Now, notice the weapons they had, the trumpet. And they had the earthen vessel that broke, and they had the trumpet in the right hand, the vessel in their left hand. And then they cried. They shouted. Hallelujah. I'll ask you a question. When did they shout at Jericho? Did they shout after the walls fell? Were they shouting when it's all in down and they walked in, took the enemy and everything was fine and the battle was won? Is that when they shouted? Did they shout here after midnight's ran, after it's all gone? Did they shout then? No, sir. They blew the trumpet. They broke the vessel. They let the light shine. And then there's a shouting while the enemy ran. I say, glory, hallelujah. We can shout. Y'all rejoice because your name's written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. We got some weaponry to use, and we ought to use it for the glory of God. Amen. And I challenge you this week to blow the trumpet. Let the vessel break your... Hey, well, our stubborn pride is that we won't break a vessel. We get so built up in ourselves and what we think we can do that God's got to have us. God don't have to have us. God, but I want you to know one thing. I have to have God. Amen. Back to Tommy Steele again. God can do without me, but I can't do without him. And I must have God to do what needs to be done. But God, in a sense, does need somebody. Not in a sense, he does need somebody to stand in the fire and blow the trumpet and hold the light, break the vessel, hold the light, and shout while they're doing it and let the enemy run. I say, Gateway Baptist Church, we're on the verge. We're on the edge. And I'm about to have me a shouting spell just thinking about it. Because I believe our God that moved through here and breathed through here this morning is the same God breathing through here tonight and saying, let the weapon be used. Blow your trumpet. Break your vessel. Let the light shine and shout. Hallelujah. I was thinking this morning, I mentioned it sitting there about these young folk. We ought to shout because God let young folk be in the house of God, hear the gospel, get up there and sing because they love the Lord. Amen. And we get to come to the house of God. We ought to shout over the fact we get to come to the house of God. Amen. Well, praise God just because God let us come. Well, praise God. And he went to Calvary and died for us. We ought to shout from here on to glory for that. Amen. Thank God for a living Savior. Now, the weaponry that God's given us. I'm glad. I look over the congregation sometimes and I see folk that I know God's doing something in their life. I know God's working in their heart. I know God's doing something and sharing with me today about God's giving me that answer. He's going to answer prayer. And somebody's going to come. And somebody's going to get right with God. And somebody's going to whoop. Amen. You can do what you want to, but I'm going to shout on it. Amen. Because I believe when people get under the burden and the vessel breaks and they begin to let their light shine and they're blowing the trumpet, somebody's going to see it and somebody's going to run. Hallelujah. How many nights ran. I'm glad folk that's unsaved and folks out of the will of God, they can run to Jesus and find some help and get some help. And I say tonight, praise God for the Lamb forever. May God help us. Amen. What you doing? What you been doing for your vessel? Your vessel been thinking, well, I'm getting along pretty good. They're lost and they're without God and they're not doing so good, but that I can't help them. All right, what are you doing for your vessel? You letting your vessel break underneath the load? And when I say break under the load, I'm not talking about leaving God out and just breaking and the physical. I said, I'm talking about breaking in the sense of spiritually that you realize it's all God, not you. And that you want God to answer your prayer, but you know God has to do it. You can't make it happen. You break under that, and you're letting your light shine. You're living for God. You're saying, here I am, God. And you're letting the world know that you live for God. And then you're telling them about Jesus, blowing that trumpet. And then you're shouting hallelujah and believing in advance. You know what real faith is? It's thanking God before it happens. Now, anybody say, I believe it, but you don't ever act like you believe it. If somebody came and shocked you to death that you're praying for. Amen, preacher, good preacher. We all, every time we come to the house of God, we'll be looking for that one we're praying for to come through the door. Amen. Ooh. Yeah, y'all get it one day when it happens. When you're praying for somebody and it happens, and me and somebody else has a shouting spell around here, y'all don't just catch on.
Amen.
These other folk got burdens for souls and breaking underneath that sense and that sense that need to be broke. Let God have his way. That problem you face, that situation you face, just break your vessel. Just let your vessel break all to pieces. And God takes that vessel and put it, he'll use it, but it'll let the light shine. Light can't shine as long as you're trying to hide it inside and won't let it out. It won't shine to the world. But boy, when it gets out and you can shout, God's going to do something. God will do it. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we have to bow and pray and seek your face. And Lord, tonight, I know the weapons are different from what man's used to. But Lord, you said that we could blow that trumpet. You said in that word, the vessel could break, the light could shine. And then, Lord, you said that not only the light shine, but we could shout. And I pray tonight, Lord, that we'll let you have your way. These people in this house that's lost, they need to get saved. They need to come to Jesus and be born in the family of God. And they too can leave out and have a shout in their soul. Then these folk here that's got problems, difficulties they're facing. And Father, they need to come and let their vessel break. And say, not my will, but thy will. And they need to come and say, God, I'm going to let my light shine with your help and by your grace. And I'm going to tell people about Jesus. And my problem can fade in the dimness. And you can help me with my problem. Then, Father, these folk need to come and say, I've got somebody that's lost. And I need to break over them. I need to come in their behalf and ask you to help them and pray for them and let my light shine. I pray in Jesus' name, God, tonight in this invitation, help us forget about everything else and just think that we can break and let our light shine and be a voice for Jesus. I pray tonight, have your way in this invitation. In Jesus' name, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want you to stand to your feet, please.